How many cold pitches have you sent and gotten straight up crickets back? 100, 500, 1,000? As a creator, this is one of the most discouraging things to experience, and yet we experience it literally every single time that we send out pitch emails. You spend so much time crafting the perfect email, explaining to a brand how you can help them on the road to success and sales, and you're lucky to get a response, let alone an actual paid brand deal. So in 2021, I decided to create a different method that has now been coined the anti-pitch method and go straight to the source by connecting with the people behind the brands. How do I do this? Literally LinkedIn. But how do you get your profile ready to start reaching out? And how do you even find the people to reach out to? And when you do, what do you even say? I'm Kristen Busquet, and I've been a full-time creator for over 3 years and have brought in over $400,000 from sponsored posts and content creation collaborations with brands so far. Social Scoop is the podcast where we teach you, the entrepreneurial creator, to turn your online influence and creativity into a profitable, self-sustaining business. Today, I'm giving you the scoop on all things LinkedIn, specifically as a content creator, so that you can build relationships with brands that lead to genuine partnerships. This, my biz BFF, is Social Scoop. Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode 134 of Social Scoop Podcast. My name is Kristen, and as always, I'm so excited that you're here today. Not a lot happening in the world of social media news, but if you are someone who has the notes feature, this is pretty cool. So Instagram is actually launching profile notes. They have officially confirmed this, and notes will soon be displayed on all user profiles. When they say all user profiles, I don't know that they mean literally everyone who already has notes or everyone, because I personally do not have this feature. I haven't had it literally ever. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that when I do get it, /if I do get it. I don't even know how I use it. Like, I feel like I'm so late to the game. Apparently, these profile notes will be displayed for 24 hours, which I think is what happens with regular notes right now. So they will just show up on your profile so that more people will actually see them. We talked about this pretty briefly last week in the news, but TikTok is creating a new photo posting app, and it is called TikTok Notes. Speaking of notes, yet again. So users have been notified that previous and future photos that they posted on TikTok would appear in the Notes app unless they have opted out. They haven't specified when this will be available yet, or honestly, any information really besides literally what I've shared with you today. I am super excited to see what this is all about. I wonder if it's, obviously we know that it's a competitor or is aimed to be a competitor with Instagram, but I also wonder if this does have anything to do with the potential ban, you know, like if they are going to have to sell TikTok or get rid of it somehow, whatever, is there going to be an option where they still can own the TikTok Notes app? And is that kind of what they're falling back on? I'm really curious to see how this plays out. Also, so curious because didn't TikTok have another app before, kind of like Be Real? And all of us were like, no, thank you. I don't know, man. I'll have to see. We'll have to see. This is really scary. TikTok is working on allowing brands to use virtual influencers to sell their products via videos and live streams. These virtual influencers could potentially compete with creators for brand deals. It would generate a script for a video ad based on a prompt that the advertiser submits. So this is like AI influencers. And I know that we've seen this like randomly pop up on, I think on Instagram, they made like that weird Kylie Jenner AI bot that you can have conversations with. I am just really not sure how I feel about this. Obviously, if it does work and it's good, I think it would take away opportunities from creators. But at the same time, how connected can you really feel with a robot, considering that like we have actual connections, like we have conversations with our audience? And if it's just like random cute AI girly, like I don't know that people are going to react the same way because they don't know that quote unquote person, right? This is maybe wishful thinking, to be honest, but I don't know. AI is freaking me out. I like it. I like to be able to use it for certain things, but also things like this feel like we're taking it a little bit too far. That's just my opinion, though. We will have to see how this plays out. Look, I know that you are so sick of sending out cold pitch emails and getting no responses back. You heard me talk about the anti-pitch method, and the course that teaches you exactly how to master this method is finally here. We are on to our second cohort of the year. Doors are open officially on Wednesday, April 24th, and they will close on Monday, April 29th. This is your only shot this spring to become part of Brand BFF, the 8-week course that will teach you everything that you need to know about utilizing LinkedIn, actually connecting with brands, and what a perfect brand deal process would actually look like for someone who wants to have more consistent, long-term brand deals. No more of these one-off partnerships where you do a partnership and then you never talk to the brand again. We're just not doing that in 2024. If you want to get some information on Brand BFF and save your seat, you can choose the waitlist link down below in the show notes that will get you on the waitlist, and then we will send you an exclusive waitlist discount when doors open up on the 24th. So we'll see you then. Now, at this point, you totally understand why you need to be using LinkedIn, but let's talk about what you need to do to successfully use LinkedIn. How do you actually use this platform? The first thing that you need to do here is optimize your LinkedIn profile. Think of this as your first impression. You don't want to go into any sort of connection with a first impression that looks sloppy, messy, unfinished, unprofessional. This needs to be a great first impression that looks professional, because remember, we are using this to help build our business. It also needs to be optimized for discoverability. We want you to continue to build relationships and grow your audience on LinkedIn so that your opportunity for making the right connection with the right person can be greater. Let me quickly explain to you in the shortest way possible how the LinkedIn algorithm is even working. If you share content and someone comments on that piece of content, it then goes onto the news feed of the people who follow them, and it will show this person just commented on this, and then it will show your post there. So what's really great about LinkedIn is that the more you share content on there, the more engagement that you're getting, the more discoverability you're actually going to have, because it's going to go onto the pages of the people that follow anyone who's commenting or liking that post. And so this is why it's so important for you to continue to optimize that profile for discoverability so that more people are finding your profile, connecting with you, and then engaging in your posts so that you can kind of just continue to get your posts out there in front of new eyes. If you're curious about what the heck should even be on your LinkedIn profile and all these different areas, like your about, your featured, your headline, all of these different areas, and maybe you're confused about what should go where, grab the Optimizing LinkedIn for Creators mini course down in the show notes. It's $17. We just launched it this past Friday on Black Friday, and it's been selling like hotcakes. So that leads me to believe that you guys are actually going to start using LinkedIn. And this is so exciting because I just see so much like dollar signs in your future. This is a gold mine that everyone is sitting on and not utilizing. Okay. Now, the second thing I want you to do to successfully use LinkedIn is to learn how to use the anti-pitch method. Even just in this episode, you've heard me chat about this often. Your cold pitches don't work 95% of the time, let's be honest. So instead, I would love to have you spend that time creating genuine connections with brands, because this is going to lead to more long-term partnerships, right? Because like, if you really know someone, you have a connection with them, they're going to want to hire you over and over again. It's also less work on your end because you're just on LinkedIn networking, essentially. Let the brands reach out when they are actively casting for a campaign. They know you exist. If you connect with them on LinkedIn, maybe you like have a few conversations with them. They know that you exist. And so instead of you taking a shot in the dark by sending out a pitch email, let them come to you when they're actively casting for a campaign. You just need to let them know that you exist, which is why starting to connect with these people on LinkedIn is so important. Also, this is so crazy, but I just had to mention it. How meta is it that for today's podcast ad with The Leap, I used the anti-pitch method. I found the person that was manning the social media, the influencer influencer marketing for The Leap, and I essentially used LinkedIn in the anti-pitch method to connect with them, start conversations, and then we ended up coming to an agreement where he was like, hey, I actually am looking for help right now from creators. This is perfect. And so you can use this method so frequently. The anti-pitch method is how I've gotten all of my partnerships in 2023, and honestly, I don't know if I'll ever send a pitch email ever again. Let's talk about how to actually use this method. So the first step is kind of finding the people who are working at the brands that you're interested in working with. So it's not just about connecting with the actual brand. Like, we don't necessarily need you to be connecting with Maybelline on LinkedIn. I want you to go on Maybelline's people and see all of the people that work there and look for people with titles that are related to influencer marketing. And those are the people that I want you to connect with. And when you connect, you're having this little box that you can write different messages in there. And if you're confused on what to say, we actually have a free guide in Social Suite that will give you a little bit more information about what you actually need to say in this little box. So you're going to connect with that person and then interact with them often on LinkedIn specifically. Also, I think it's really great if in tandem with that, you're going to also warm them up via socials. So like, you're going to go on Maybelline's Instagram or whatever brand it is and actually start replying to their stories, commenting on their posts, turn on post notifications to make this easier. Now that they have seen you all over their Instagram, all over their TikTok, and you're connecting with an individual person and contacting them on LinkedIn, then you're going to let them come to you, because now that they know that you exist, when they have a partnership that, you know, is coming up and they're casting for that partnership, now they know you exist, they can come to you. I, at this point, whether it's before they reach out to you or after, I really love to get on an intro call with the brand, because meeting face to face is just such a different experience than having strictly email communications. And on this call, I'm able to ask so many different questions about what they're looking for, hear more about their goals, their campaigns, so that when we get off the call, I can send a proposal. And again, in Social Suite, we have templates for these proposals. Send them a proposal that basically explains what you can do for them, different price options, different packages, so that they can review that and say, ooh, this one's perfect. And then you can close the deal. Now, if you're interested in learning more about mastering the anti-pitch method, a new cohort of Brand BFF, our brand partnership monetization course, is actually starting in January. So send me a DM with the word BFF and I'll send you more info. Now, the third thing that I want you to do here, and this is going to be the hardest part, okay? Because we're starting a new habit here, actually staying consistent on LinkedIn, whether it's posting or interacting. We can make our profiles look pretty. We can connect with people on LinkedIn, but staying on top of your profile on LinkedIn is something that you'll need to dedicate time to. My challenge for you, set a timer for 5 minutes every morning at the same time. Literally 5 minutes is all you need to start, okay? As time goes on, as you get better and more comfortable with LinkedIn, raise that up to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. But right now, just 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking. To make sure that I'm actually interacting with the people that I've connected with using the anti-pitch method, I actually use the anti-pitch method tracker that Social Suite members have for free inside the suite. This tracker actually helps me just click the link that I've listed on it to go straight to that person's LinkedIn and see if they shared anything recently in case I missed it in my like little daily scrolling session. So what my daily kind of routine looks like on LinkedIn, first things first, I'm going to my anti-pitch method tracker and I'm grabbing like maybe 5 to 7 brands. And I'm going to say like those today are the ones that I'm focusing on. And then I will go to the people that I've connected with, click on their LinkedIn, see if they post anything new. If they have, I interact with it. Great. And then I go on to the next one. So that's kind of like takes up a few minutes because not everyone is obviously posting every day on LinkedIn. That takes up a few minutes. And then after that, I'll just scroll through my feed because again, like when you are looking through your feed, it's not just going to be people you follow. It's the person you follow commented on something and then you can make a new connection there. And I can't tell you how many new brands that I've discovered that way and brands that I would have probably not discovered in other ways that I've actually done part partnerships with at this point. So scrolling just through the feed is actually so helpful. And then kind of the third thing that you can do as well is post on LinkedIn. I talk a little bit more in the mini course about optimizing your LinkedIn profile, about what actually to post. But the best advice that I can give you in short is this needs to just be like the business behind the scenes of your business. If you're a fashion creator, maybe you're not sharing like the actual, you know, here's what I wore today, because people on LinkedIn probably don't care. They're there for like more businessy kind of stuff. Maybe you shared how you came up with the idea. Maybe you share how you got the partnership that was in this video. Maybe you share a funny story about something you learned while creating that video. Think of it as more of like the thought or the behind the scenes behind what the actual finished piece of content is. Overall, I feel like at this point, your brain is probably melting with LinkedIn excitement because you just don't even know what to do with all of this information. So my best plan of action for you, if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, number one, go make one right now, today. Just make the profile. Grab the mini course so that you can learn how to optimize your profile. Get your profile looking in tip-top shape. It's beautiful. Go connect with me. I'm happy to take a look at it for you. And then start making a list of the brands that you want to connect with. At that point, you're going to have so much better of a plan in place. Instead of you trying to connect with 100 brands in one day, take those 5 minutes of your day and just start connecting with the brands. That's kind of your first thing that you can do. And as you make connections, then you can start shifting those 5 minutes to actually interacting with the connections, but you need to start making connections up front. If you have any questions about LinkedIn or about today's episode, send me a DM. You guys know my DMs are always open. All of my links are down below in the show notes, and I will see you next week. Bye.